Welcome to the Kids Learn Podcast. I'm Professor Suki, and get ready to learn. Revision equals seeing again. You got feedback on your writing. Now what? Good writing creates a complete little world on the page. Whether it's a story, a poem, or an essay, you want your readers to be engaged throughout and leave satisfied. The best way to get your writing to that point is to give it to others to read. But what do you do with comments that you get from teachers or other students? First of all, let's talk about distinguishing editing from revising. It's important to understand that none of the information that I'm going to talk about next relates to when your work has been edited for punctuation, grammar, spelling, clarity, or structure. I am going to refer to that sort of editing as copy editing, which is simply technical. Occasionally, the correct grammar or punctuation can be ambiguous, but if your teacher tells you to fix something, just do it. The comments we'll discuss from here on out are what I call revision comments. Remember that revise means to see again. A good comment helps you see your work again from a new direction. Before we go on, there are two ways not to respond to reader comments. Number one, good comments are not a value judgment. First, try to stop yourself from feeling like you're being criticized when people take the time to read and respond to your work. The only type of comments that you should ignore are mean ones that don't help you. If you ever get hurtful value judgment comments like, "This is a stupid story," that reader is telling you that they don't know how to give good feedback, not that your story is bad. Any comment made by a reader to help you improve your work is not a value judgment. It shows that they care enough to try to help. Number two, don't respond by answering questions. It's really tempting to answer the questions your reader has by explaining what you meant. For example, when your reader asks, "Why did Jonas not tell his mom what was going on?" That means that for the reader, Jonas's motivations were not clear. Explaining to your reader won't solve the problem. Your job as a writer is to take what's in your head and make that little world that will satisfy your readers. You won't always be there to explain what you wrote. So when you get comments that tell you that the reader didn't understand or felt something was missing, your job is to go back to your work and see what you can do to improve it. Okay, finally, we're getting to the two main ways to respond to comments. Good revision comments will generally fall into one of two categories. One, your reader got what you were doing and is trying to help you improve what's on the page. Or two, your reader seems to have misunderstood your intent and wants you to write something completely different. Okay, what do you do? Let's go with number one first. Number one, your reader gets your work. Yay! You're halfway there. Your reader understands the point of your writing, but had some suggestions about what you could do to make it better. What do you do with those suggestions? First of all, reread your work. Reading out loud is best. In many cases, you'll immediately see the problem. One time I told a student that I didn't understand why one of her characters was angry, and she realized that she'd deleted the scene that explained why her character was angry. Oops. Oops problems are pretty easy to fix. But what if it seems like the answer is right there on the page? Let's take an example where your story clearly says that the forest was scary, but your reader says, "I don't know why Jill was scared in this scene." Well, there are two possibilities. Possibility number one, maybe your reader wasn't reading closely. That happens. Make sure to ask more than one reader to see if that was the problem. But possibility number two is actually more likely. More likely, the fact is that your writing just didn't create the emotion clearly enough for your readers. Have you heard the old saying, "Show, don't tell"? People hardly ever remember something that they are told, but they do remember things that they're shown. So yes, you did tell the reader that the forest was scary. But did you make it scary? Were there strange sounds as Jill walked into the twilight? Did the trees' shadows appear to move? Another thing writing teachers like to say is that your writing has to, quote, do the work. What's the work? Well, you can't expect your readers to see a scary forest if you haven't described it. Your writing needs to do the work because you can't expect that your readers will. They usually don't. Okay, so now we're getting to number two of the sorts of revision comments that you might get. Number two, when a reader reads something different than you intended. Sometimes a reader totally misunderstands your work. Maybe you thought your essay was funny and your reader took it seriously. Or maybe your reader thinks that a minor character was more interesting than the protagonist and you should switch them around. Occasionally, you might actually like their suggestion and go with it, but often it just feels so annoying that they didn't get what you wrote. If their comments seem completely wrong to you, it's important to remember that your work is yours and that you should honor your own intent and not go and change your work just because someone misunderstood it. But the best thing to do is both honor your intent while also taking your reader's comments seriously. How can you do that? Well, think of it this way. If you meant an essay to be funny and a reader thought you were serious, couldn't that be a problem? Now, the problem might be that the reader forgot to have a sense of humor, but it's more likely that you didn't make the humor clear enough. So your job is not to make the essay serious as the reader expected, but to heighten the humor so they, or at least readers with a sense of humor, get it and laugh. And let's go back to the reader who wanted a minor character to be the protagonist. That seems like the sort of suggestion you should just feel free to dismiss, right? That wasn't your intent after all. But on the other hand, you should also ask yourself, why your reader wasn't so interested in the protagonist. Doesn't that seem like a problem you might want to consider? Often when readers don't get your work, it's because your words haven't done the work yet, and you need to dig in and improve it. All right, here's a recap. Revision equals seeing again. Here are the main points. 1. Copy editing is a skill that you need to develop. Always take those comments seriously, and don't worry, not everyone is naturally great at spelling and grammar. You will improve if you keep on working on it. 2. Good comments are not value judgments. Take every reader's comments as a challenge to improve, not as an insult. 3. Don't explain your work, fix it! And 4. Always take thoughtful comments seriously and try to use them to improve your writing in any way you can. I hope this was helpful and that you enjoy your revision time.